The Mechaber tells us probably one of the more obvious halachos, but there's a lot to discuss on this. He says, Kohen, Kari Batorah Rishon, V'acharav Levi, V'acharav Yisrael. So it's basically pretty familiar with that. Kohen, then Levi, then Yisrael. We mentioned yesterday that the question is, if you are a Kohen and you go into a community where no one recognizes you and you say, by the way, I'm a Kohen, maybe there's no other Kohen and it's time for Kriyas HaTorah, do they in fact have the ability to believe you? After all, they don't know who you are. Maybe you're just trying to get an aliyah. So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, V'adam shein makirin oso hanimsa b'meisach neses, v'omer kohen ani, Neman, in that case, that person who says, even though no one knows if it's true, that I'm a Kohen, he is believed. And he has to get all the honors due to a Kohen, and therefore, when it would come to the Torah reading, he would get the first Aliyah. Now, let's say this person is a little shy. He decides not to speak up. Does he have an obligation if no one knows that he's a Kohen? And there's no other Kohen. He happens to be in another community. Does he have to acknowledge the fact that he's a Kohen? Or can he just sit back quietly and let some Yisrael get the Aliyah? So he says like this. Ulam ein ha-Kohen chayav lomer Kohen ani. A Kohen is not obligated. It's not an absolute requirement for him to say that I'm a Kohen. Kedei shechabduhu v'yikru l'Torah Rishon. Nor that he should get the first Aliyah. He does not have to let everyone know that he's a Kohen. Okay? Im nimsa b'makom shein makir no. So he's in a place where no one knows who he is, does not know that he's a Kohen. V'roan he sees already. Shagabai karli Yisrael b'makom Kohen b'chashu shein sham Kohen. Happens to be the Gabai who wasn't really paying much attention, just called someone up because he knows basically everyone and he knows none of them are Kohanim. Happens to be this one guy in the back he didn't ask. So he called up Yisrael already. So do I have to make a whole fuss and say, no, I'm a Kohen. You don't know me, but I'm a Kohen. You should have acknowledged me. Ein chayav lomer lagabi Kohenani. He does not have to do so. However, im agabi machriz. If the Gabbai didn't just call someone up, but he makes the announcement, he asks, "Bekol shavar kahal kohen?" He asks, "Is there a kohen here?" In that case, once the question has been asked, "Chayiv v'siyasi v'lomer kohen ani la'zuganavshe b'kahani," it's now necessary for you to acknowledge that you're a kohen to strengthen the fact that you are a Kohen. The fact that you would not respond to that, that would show that there possibly is there's something wrong, this pagam in the fact that you are a Kohen. Why aren't you responding? You have an obligation to do so.
And you think, God, I have an obligation to ask if there's a Kohen?
He says, apparently it's something which is preferable to do. You should do it because that person should be getting that Aliyah. We should call up the Kohen. The Kohen is the one that should get the first Aliyah. So the Gabbai really should make that effort. If he didn't,
you make an announcement to shul, you don't know. And
right.
You have to ask if there are any Kohanim.
Apparently so. Apparently you should. You certainly should. But if for whatever reason he didn't, then you, the Kohen, do not have to make a whole big deal about it. You can just let the Yisrael get that Aliyah. That's apparently how to read that. And he says that's not only when it comes to a Kohen. He says, also, v'hini l'inyin levi shenim su v'esach neses, so, of course, if there was a Kohen that was called up first, and maybe there's a shul, there's no Levim, you happen to be the only Levi, and no one even realizes it, you also, for that same reason, if they would, again, ask in that scenario, which they should, you should then acknowledge that you're a Levi. Because otherwise what would happen is the Kohen will get a second Aliyah, which is not the preferred way. Of course, the best thing is the Kohen, and then following the Levi. So,
I was
sat
in a shul a long time ago, and somebody announced any kind of Levi. Happened to be in Tunisia, and I got up and I said, I'm a Levi.
There was a Kohen that got the first Aliyah?
They were kind of basically,
Kahanim. Right.
So they announced there wasn't a Levi in the shul. And I raised my hand.
I don't think so. I think what he's saying over here is not that he announced Ein Kan Kohen. He first asked, is there a Kohen?
If he would have done it the other way around.
If he would have said, is there a
Kohen? Does the Kohen Kohen have the responsibility of saying?
He doesn't have the responsibility. He could, but it sounds like he doesn't have to.
There's also a question about why isn't he responding? It's a question about his being a Kohen.
Right. So, but again, it's different if it's already been done and they've already gone through the motions. Well, they already said Inkan. They said Kohen. They said
Kohen, and they're just about ready to call somebody. Go ahead and raise his hand and say, I'm a Kohen.
He should, but he doesn't at that point, he doesn't have to. The only time he has to is if before they do anything, they just randomly make this announcement and they didn't actually call anyone yet, that's when you should do so, right? Before the actual leave, before you're actually called up. Once the person's called up, even though that person wasn't the right person to get called up, you don't have to make a big deal. You could. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this, why we have the Kohen first, Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, it's based on a Pasuk, that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah. The Pasuk says, V'kidashto, that he is kadosh, he should be sanctified. The Kibbutz Chazal and our Chachamim, a blessed memory, learn from that word, Sheratz Lomer L'chol Davar Shepkedusha, that we have an obligation to make sure when it comes to any Davar Shepkedusha that he should go first, such as Liftoach Rishon, Ulevarech Rishon. That when it comes to not only the Aliyah, but also when it comes to benching, that if there is a Kohen, then he should be the one that leads the benching. And we're going to discuss tomorrow what happens in the event that, for whatever reason, the community does not want to call up the Kohen. For example, as we'll see tomorrow, that there may be many guests, and by you getting called up as a Kohen, and you get called up every single day because you're here all the time, you'll end up, a couple of guests will not be able to get in the Aliyah. Or in the case of or Yortzai or things of that nature, whether or not we can ask the Kohen to leave, or that's something which could be done or should be done. That's something we'll see in greater length tomorrow.